إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سنة سنة الأمدي. Before I start my class, there is a question I have received and I would like to share with you in this question first, inshallah ta'ala. We found its importance, its very necessity, inshallah, to understand our deen. They told you many times, alhamdulillah, Allah give us, provide us to open this masjid and to continue to give service for the believers and the community. And the Islam is not only to come and offer your salah in the masjid. You are obligated to understand your deen. The first moment they will send you to the grave, Allah will ask you, what did you learn? You know, answer him, I was in America. I was busy. There is no any forgiveness for that. Every Muslim طلب العلم فرض على كل مسلم ومسلمة. طلب العلم فرض. Seeking knowledge. Seeking the Islamic knowledge is not an option. Is not an option, but it is fard. The sunnah which you pray is sunnah, but the salah in the fard is fard. Fard can first, sunnah came after. And talab al-ilm, the class of the ilm, are fard. Therefore, the ulama are in ikhtilaf. Somebody enter from the masjid to pray tahiyyat al-masjid or to listen to the class. Majority of the Islamic scholars, they say to listen to the class, sit down. Because the ilm is what? Fard. Tahiyyatul masjid is sunnah or fard? If you don't do it, Allah will send you to the hellfire. La, he's not going to sit, but you lost the tawah. Yes, it's recommended to make the sunnah life in our life. But when we have in measurement fard and sunnah, fard all the time is taking priority. خطبة الجمعة. People believe جمعة to go for جمعة and to what time the Salah? The Salah is 1:30, so they go 1:25 and the Imam starts 1 o'clock, 25 minutes and he came and he believed. You lost the Salah for the جمعة. You lost it because the خطبة is part of صلاة الجمعة. You must enter the masjid and you listen to the khutbah. That is or something you have in you, Allah, he knows about that. But for us, if I have the time, I'm obligated to go and listen to the class. Their brother asked, a man, he left the property and money, and he has a sister, he has no son. No son. But he has a sister, and he has a daughter, and he has a granddaughter. Nobody else. Nobody else from his family members. Again, he has sister, has property. This man died, passed away, and we need to take his inheritance, earth, call it by Arabic language, inheritance. His property and his wealth, and he distributed it to his family members. But he has only three. Nobody left. He never had any son. And he has a sister, and he has a daughter, and he has his granddaughter. That means his daughter, she married, and she has only one daughter. And the father died that day. How we distribute his property? He's no son, remember. He has a sister. and he had a daughter, and his daughter, she had a daughter, meaning granddaughter. How distribute this? Sister, she had a portion from the money, or everything goes to his daughter and his granddaughter. That is a question you need to answer. This question has been asked to scholars and earlier here, and all of them faith in this fatwa. And as we promise you from here, Masjid al-Ansar, all the time, to give you the ilm, inshaAllah ta'ala, the little ilm which Allah gave to us, and to grow together in knowledge. Me first, and all of you also, to join me in this moment. Right away, this happened in a time after the Prophet ﷺ in this. The Prophet ﷺ in that way, I found it actually this in the seerah. And this is the qawa'id al-fiqh, the rule and the regulation of the fiqh in Islam. They ran to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu arda'ah. Have the same questions. Sit down here and to give you fatwa or opinion according to my own beliefs, it's wrong. Every scholar will be responsible about his fatwa, his opinion. We have to remember this. Because nobody can come and make new deen or own fatwa in his life. There's nothing like this in Islam. Everything should be actually with what? Quran, Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, if we are confused, we come to the ulama, that there is a scholar for this ummah to understand their ijtihad. All the ulama, they have ijtihad. Ijtihad means opinions. They run to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Ya Abu Musa, and who is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari? Qadi. You know what Qadi is? You know what's my Qadi? In the Urdu language also they say what? Qadi. Qadi Hussein. Right? Judge. And in order to be judge, you must become hafiz al-Quran, knows the tafsir of Kitabullah, knows the sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the sunnah brings a lot of rules. So they ran to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he gave an opinion for those people, and he said, if the father, he passed away, and he left a sister, and his daughter, and his granddaughter, I believed his daughter to take half, 50%, and his granddaughter take 50%. According to this opinion, did he give his sister, the sister of the man, did he give her anything? Zero. And look what Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said in the end. اذهبوا لابن مسعود حضرة ابن مسعود فإنه سيوافقني على ذلك. Go and ask ابن مسعود, because I know he will agree with me. Look at this. He will agree what? With me. 50% for his daughter, the man who died, and for the other 50% for his granddaughter, that's her daughter. They ran to Hadrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu wa arda. And told them, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, we ask Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he gave us the fatwa, 50% for his daughter, and 50% for his granddaughter, and nothing for his sister. What Ibn Mas'ud said. رضي الله عنه وارضاه عن الصحابة أجمعين. قال إن طاوعته فكنت على ضلال وما كنت أتبع ضلال. أو كما قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وارضاه. If I agree with him, I will be in misguidance. Look at this. الصحابة. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. If I agree with him about this opinion, I will be in destructions. I will be finished. I will be destroyed by Allah. I cannot agree with him of something he said from his own opinions. The Sahaba that respect each other to him. Today when you come to any imam, and you go and ask him, another scholar says so and so, everybody became extremist in fatwa, no change. Who are you to compete with me? What's your knowledge to compete with me? What you do, actually, in order to reach my level, al-ilm. Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, لقب بسلطان الفقهاء. Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, from Al-Tabi'een, one of the greatest supreme scholars in Islamic history, from Al-Tabi'een. After the Sahaba, there is a second generation, third generation, the scholar from the Ummah. All the ulama came in these three generations. So Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam one day, he gave an opinion, wrong opinion. And later on, when he checked Kitab Allah, Sunnah the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and consult with the other ulama, they rejected his fatwa. You know what did he do? Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he hired a man from his own pocket to go through all the house. All the house. Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam. He said Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he made a wrong fatwa, and he is responsible for that, and he made sure to bat by every single house. That's why, you know, they call him Sultanu al-Ulama. You know what Sultan al-Ulama means? You know what Sultan? Sultan is the what? The chief of the ulama. You know what? Because of this. SubhanAllah. Because of this, everybody will be أجراءكم على الفتية أقربكم إلى النار. The one who are strong and solid in fatwa according to his own opinion without checking the Kitab Allah سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will be the most one to be closer to the hellfire. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى, اللهم لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. Oh يا Allah, don't charge us if we forgot or we make errors, because error from the shaitan. So Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he hired a man from his own pocket to say, to tell the people, Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he told you so and so in such fatwa, and he made a mistake in his fatwa. And as I told you in this message for the new members, the man, he carried 53 coaches from Iraq, Kufa. And he traveled through the desert 1 month and reached Imam Malik in Medina from 53 cushions. Out of the 53 cushions, Imam Malik gave answer for 17. And the people came to him, Ya Imam, you are the most famous Imam in the earth. We traveled from Kufa in Iraq 1 month in the desert. And we give you 53 cushions. And then you answer 17. He said, no, I answered all of it. He said, how come you give us only 17 answers? He said, the rest of it, I answered with no. I don't know. Nothing wrong. If you don't know the fatwa, don't ever say something according to your own opinion. Certainly. Sister came to send the question for me, alhamdulillah. I receive a lot of questions. If you go my website, you're going to find, alhamdulillah, more than 90,000 people. It's alhamdulillah, our classes go all over. Even in California, Naked Life Saturday. 4 hour classes, alhamdulillah, that from the little knowledge Allah gave it to us. Sister, she sent the questions to one of the imam, famous imam, big imam in Manhattan, the biggest masjid. And she told him, you know, when I enter and tend to make ghusl, shower, the imam, he answered her, if you want to go shower, you are not allowed to take your clothes off. She told him, what I have to do, the imam, What happened? He said, you have to go with your clothes under the shower. SubhanAllah. Ya Akhi, SubhanAllah, Wallahi, Ya Akhi, Qatar al-Fatwa became free in the market today. Cheap. And the sister, well, look at this. The sister for how many years? 5 years. She took shower with full clothes. You know what is the reason? Because if you're taking your clothes in the bathroom, the shaitan, he will look at you. So the sister, she doesn't want to take her clothes, because the shaitan is going to look at her as without clothes in the, Ya Akhi, Allah, Ya Rahmak, Ya Akhi, it's enough. Don't give hard time to the Muslim. If you don't know, keep silence. Don't say anything. But how come? I asked Sheikh Mustafa, and Sheikh Mustafa, he said, I don't know, he will get embarrassed in the front of his students, he will get embarrassed in the front of the people. To get embarrassed in the front of the people is better than you get embarrassed in the front of Allah in the day of the judgment, and Allah will ask you. Umar ibn Khattab, I told you that. He was a member, even the khutbah for Jum'ah. And suddenly, in the middle of the khutbah, قال, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ عَلَى رِسْلِكُمْ O people, don't move. Stay in your place. He left as a member. He went to Al-Baqiyah. And he came back. And when he came back, what did he say? قال, O people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Your imam lost his wudu because there is the gas came from him. Look at this. There is a gas came from him. And he could send the khutbah. After he finished the khutbah, Ali radiallahu anhu wa arda, he was among the people. Say, Ya Imam, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Khalifa ta Rasulillah, when you left the member, people figured that you lost your wudu, then you wanted to go and renew your wudu. And everybody, you don't have to give the details, gas came from you and so on and so. Look what Umar said. قال لفضوح الدنيا خير من فضوح الآخرة. To get embarrassed in the front of the people in this dunya, in this life, it's better than you get embarrassed in the front of Allah in the day of the judgment. Look at the people, how they look. Today the people, they give fatwa free in the market. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We cannot do that. The people came to هو حبر الأمة وعالمها ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وارضاهم. He asked him about something in divorce and marriage. Somebody divorced his wife 3 times. And he came to ابن عباس. And he told him, ابن عباس, we fatwa from you. I divorced my wife 3 times. And then after that he told him, and what you need from Ibn Abbas? You need from Ibn Abbas to make it easy for you to give you a new fatwa? Huh? A new fatwa? And he said, يَرْكَبُ أَحَدُكُمُ الْأُخْنُوعَ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي لِبْنِ عَبَّاسِ فَأَقُلْ لَهُ فَعَلْتِ كَذَا وَكَذَا إِسْعَدْ فَإِنَّ امْرَأَتَكَ قَدْ طُلِّقَتْ مِنْكَ طَلَاقًا دَائِمًا. Every one of you blame the deen. Blame a deen, and he made an error and mistake, and he came to Ibn Abbas to ask him about for deen Allah, to ask him for the deen Allah. And then you need solution from Ibn Abbas. Go, your wife, she became permanent divorce. It's not halal for you anymore. Your wife, she has to go and marry somebody else in order to get your wife back voluntarily from the second one, without forcing the second one. The man he told him was a group of people, but Abu Bakr and Umar said so. Look at this. They tried to give you like a name to block you. Abu Bakr and Umar said so. قَالَ أَلَا تُوشِكَ أَن تَكْسِبَ السَّمَاءُ عَلَيْكُمْ خِدَفًا فَتُحْرِقَكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. You don't fear that Allah, He will send the fire over all of us and burn all of us. I told you, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you told me Abu Bakr and Umar. I told you, قال رسول الله. Today, you give the people to their fatwa. Here is رسول الله. Here is رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said so and so. And the brother answered you in the end, what he told you? My sheikh, he told you, who is your sheikh, Ya Akhi, Ya Rahamukallah? Who is your sheikh?
I told you, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you told me Sheikh, you told me the big fa'al in ever, who is there? The people learn from who? From Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the people today, even we try to give them the evidence from the Quran and Sunnah, and in the end what they tell you? My Sheikh, my Imam, my school, my so and so, let's we agree again about this. I said I'm going to repeat this again and again. I will tell you this again and again. Every alim, he has the right to give opinion if he doesn't find the evidence in the book of Allah and Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if I have the opinion of the alim and the evidence clear in the book of Allah and Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the fatwa for the alim will be dropped off. You cannot follow anymore. Fatwa of the alim, ijtihad. He doesn't do that purposely. He's trying to help the ummah. Yet, if he make an error or mistake, Allah reward him once. If he was right, Allah reward him twice. But, if I found the evidence and the dalil in Kitabullah, Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't take it. Look what Ibn Mas'ud said. Ibn Mas'ud said, I cannot follow stray or follow to be misguided. Alright? Because the word from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, when they ask him about the inheritance, again, the man he left, concentrated with Allah, the man he left, sister, and his daughter, and his granddaughter, and they ran to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said 50% to the daughter and 50% the other 50% for who? From granddaughter. And he said a word in the end. That's the problem. Said go to Ibn Mas'ud and ask him, he will agree with me. Look at the words. He will agree what? With me. He came to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. He said I cannot follow his dalal. He considered him. I cannot follow his misguided fatwa. I cannot follow his rules. No shocking in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. No shocking. Not because Sheikh Mustafa I give you fatwa, and because I love Sheikh Mustafa I will take it, and I drop the sahih, the authentic. La. He come and tell you are wrong. Here is the evidence and the dalil from the book of Allah Sunnah in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the alim. That is the scholar. So look what Ibn Hadrat Ibn Mas'ud said. قال سمعت رسول الله أقضي لكم بما قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I judge in this case based on what رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم judge and advise us. The same case came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said 50% to go to his daughter. If the man he passed away, and he left a daughter, and granddaughter, and sister, he said 50% will go for his daughter, and one sixth go only for his granddaughter, and the rest of it will be for his sister. Making the his daughter and his granddaughter to take the two thirds. And he gave the third for who? For his sister. For his sister, one single sister. If there are four sisters, you take the third, and it is distributed equally for all the sisters, the third still. That is the fatwa from the ulama. They run to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Again, that's the most important. Most important now. They run to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Ya Abu Musa, you don't ask to give his daughter 50% and his granddaughter 50% and sister she has nothing. But Ibn Mas'ud said 1/6 for his granddaughter and 50% for his daughter and the other rest or the remaining balance third for his sister. Say Ibn Mas'ud said
He said, you know, look what Ibn Mas'ud, Kitab Musa Ash'ari. Abu Musa Ash'ari said, he said,
who is him to compete with me? I am the best qadi, best judge. I am the companion of the Prophet ﷺ.
What did he say, Abu Musa Ash'ari? Love. Look at the word that we hear from the ulama. ما كان أبو موسى الأشعري يفتي في دين الله وحبر الأمة أو حبر العمى ذات البخاري وحبر الأمة ابن مسعود الزهر. There is no any chance for أبو موسى الأشعري to make fatwa in the deen of Allah while the حبر it comes from the Yahud. حبر means what? حبر means a rabbi. Habr, it means the best scholar among the people. There is no any chance for Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to give fatwa and opinion while the Habr al-Ummah, the best scholar, is still living among us, Ibn Mas'ud. That's it. This Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, in Kufa. Because he moved to Kufa. They give him wilaya, governor. Ibn Mas'ud became governor in Kufa later, in a time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He gave him the governor. Ibn Mas'ud came and he said to the people in Kufa, and remember, thousands of people bring behind him, not only 50 or 100 people, thousands. People ran to Ibn Mas'ud, and who's Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu? قال أصلي لكم صلاة رسول الله. I will lead you in praying the same salat رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He prayed and he stood up in the front of the people and said الله أكبر, and he raised his hands only in تكبيرة الإحرام. Only in تكبيرة الإحرام he raised his hands. That's why أبو حنيفة رحمه الله, he took his ilm from this incident. That Ibn Mas'ud, he said he learned because Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah came later in the Tabi'in in Kufa also. He was in Kufa. So he said, رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ once in the Salah. That is the khilaf. People they send a complaint to who? حضر الأمة Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda. Turjuman al-Quran, they call him Turjuman al-Quran Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, the one who learned between the hand of the Prophet since he was 3 years old. Look what he said.
قال نسى ابن مسعود كما نسى في المعوذتين.
Ibn Mas'ud, he forgot to raise his hand additional 3 times in a salah as he forgot in the 2 ma'uzah. قُلْ عَوْضُ رَبَّ الْخَلَقْ قُلْ عَوْضُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. Proof in Bukhari that رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ 4. One hadith he mentioned 3 and another hadith he mentioned 4 positions. الله أكبر آتَ تَكْبِيرَةُ إِحْرَامِ. I'm talking here, not here, Ahmad or Shafi'i or anything. I'm talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the people they don't want to follow. And they follow the Shaykh or Imam. Look what says. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith in Bukhari. Rafu'u al-yadayn in the first hadith 3. Allahu Akbar, takbiratul ihram. Allahu Akbar when you go for ruku'. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And you raise your hand in the third time. That is only hadith, the first hadith. So he mentioned how many? Raising the hand? 3. One at the takbiratul ihram. This is Rasulullah again. And one when you go for ruku', and one when you stand up from the ruku'. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. You raise your hand also. The second hadith, al-Bukhari. The same Bukhari and Muslim. The most trusted book after the book of Allah. Al-Bukhari Sharif. The whole ummah agreed on. He said 4 positions. He mentioned these 3 again, and he adds, when you stand up for the 3rd rak'ah in the salah, if you have 4 rak'ah, salah or 3 rak'ah in Maghrib, you stand up, say Allahu Akbar, to bring the 3rd rak'ah.
So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda, he sent a message to Ibn Mas'ud. He said he forgot, as he forgot in the two Ma'ud. You know, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud, at the time they collected the Quran in the time of Uthman, he bring his verse to Uthman, he brought the order for 400 companions to collect all the Quran, because the Quran wasn't in the book yet. He was actually in the three leaves, bones, and everybody, all these 400 companions, they memorized the Quran. So he made a great conference to bring, among them was Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. But Ibn Mas'ud, he said something important. He said, قُلْ عَوْضُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عَوْضُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ is not part from the Quran. It is only dua. Only dua. Because he saw the messenger of Allah, if he's sick, or somebody sick, he used to recite what? قُلْ عَوْضُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So he believed it is a dua. But right away, all this conference led by Uthman, he was a khalifa. قُلْ بِنْ يَبْنَ مَسْعُودَ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ It's part from Al-Qur'an. He said, no, it is dua. And all the other Sahaba agreed upon, it is a part from Al-Qur'an. But Ibn Mas'ud insisted, he said, no. You know what Hazrat Uthman did? He lashed him, beat him. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he convinced against the majority of the ulama. The old ulama, he said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ Dart from Al-Qur'an. That is the Sahaba. There's no joking in the deen Allah. The Sahaba, they are stand strong for the deen Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today, here is the hadith of the Nabi Sallam. That's the Rasulullah Sallam. That's so, but what, ya akhi? Come here. What's mean but? After but, there is a wrong. But, who says so and so? Sheikh, Imami, who's the Imam? Who's the Shaykh? Being Allah Azza wa Jal, everybody must straight and hold the firmly to the Deen Allah Azza wa Jal with evidence. When you have the evidence, there is no opinion, no ishtihad. No ishtihad. All the ishtihad will be dropped off. And wallahi al-azim, when I went to search for this Hadrat, al-Imam, al-Alim, the great scholar, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, all his life he made Raf al Yadayn once, until the last week in his life. Last week in his life, while he was in a bed, in sickness, he said, كُنْتُ قَدْ قُلْتُ لَكُمْ رَفْعَ الْيَدَيْنِ مَرَّ فِي الصَّلَاةِ عِنْدَ تَكْبِيرَةِ الْحَرَامِ أَثْبَتَ لِي بِالدَّلِيلِ أَنَّ عَلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رفع يدين أربعة الصلاة. I used to tell you to raise your hand once only in تكبيرة الإحرام. You raise your hand. I told you that by my opinion. And after I searched and I found a دليل from the كتاب from the book of Allah سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, I found رفع اليدين for والله 1 week before he passed away to free himself in front of Allah تبارك وتعالى. What happens to the Ummah today? No way! Only we follow Subhanallah. You don't know anything about Imam Abu Hanifa. You don't know anything about Imam Malik. You don't know anything about Al-Shafi'i. You don't know anything about Ahmad. But all of us, hold it and continue all his life doing mistake and error, and your salah will be reduced in ajr, in reward, and you continue to do that. There is no joke in the Kitab of Allah. And if I bring something evidence, so what happened in the end? Don't listen to Sheikh Mustafa. Sheikh Mustafa is Wahhabi. I told you, Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every one of you whom has a great chance to ask me the dalil, ask. Don't embarrass from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't. When I combine the Salah in the masjid, Imagine that happened. Allah gave us this opportunity to lead like a 2,000 people in Manhattan. When I bring, actually one day it was raining outside. Raining, safe, what? Yes. And then after that,
I made, I told the man, make adhan for Zuhr. And then after that, I make iqamah for Zuhr. He made iqamah for Zuhr. And I break for rak'ah for Zuhr. And right away I told the imam, in the time of Zuhr, make another iqamah for Asr, and I combine the salat of Zuhr and Asr together. I found after I finished the salat, somebody, what did he say?
Sheikh Mustafa is going to bring the new deen. Sheikh Mustafa has a new deen. He combined the two salah. Subhanallah.
So yeah, he come here. Why you deny?
Between me and you is what?
Yeah, tell me. Between me and you is what?
The Kitab and Sunnah.
Here, yeah, he said to that. Go, everyone, if you open it.
Sabata an Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam proved that he combined Salat al-Maghrib wal-Isha.
Based to that, all the ulama say it's allowed to recombine Salat al-Zuhr wal-Isha.
Imam Malik rahimahullah said only Maghrib al-Isha. Imam al-Shafi'i wa Imam Ahmad said yes, Zuhr and Asr also in the time of Zuhr or in the time of Asr.
Look at the Imam Ahmad.
Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, if you have right to combine the salah while you are resident, you are not a traveler, and you have a rain, or you have so and so, snow, disaster outside, cold weather, people running from the street,
you have right to combine the salah in the time of Zuhr or in the time of Asr. Meaning, you delay the Zuhr to the Asr, or you make the Asr in the time of Zuhr. The opinion is there, Yahi. The ulama are there. Nobody allowed to tell me this is your deen or this is the new deen. You ask me for the dalil. And I have to answer you from the dalil. And you don't bring some opinion, which you quoted what before in our class, the fiqh of who? Your grandmother. Who's your grandmother, Yahi? She never went to school before. But she has a fiqh. She became alim. And all of them.
Or the imam, in a local area, because all of us came from, most of us came from overseas. The imam used to sell lemon in the market and tomatoes. And later on, when he became old a little bit, and he write some of the Quran and some of the hadith, he became imam for the masjid around the corner. And he became alim for me, and he became the evidence and the dalil and the evidence for you.
Yeah, it's not working like this. Everybody, you ask the people the knowledge of the bear.
Some people call it the ulama, the scholar of the ummah. Today, among the Muslims today,
they do not. We don't believe in Bukhari. Who are you? Who are you to don't believe in Bukhari?
Oh, because the Bukhari is not from the Arab. Subhanallah. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Yaqi, that's a chance for everybody. There is a lot of foreign scholars. Came from all over, from Pakistan, they have the great ulama. They learn in Arabic and they became specialists in the Arabic language, Hafz al-Quran, Mufassir li-Kitab Allah. Today when you say exactly Mawdudi, rahmatullahi alayh, he was speaking the Arabic very well. And he translated the Quran in the great book, the Tafsir al-Quran, subhanallah, and from the best of the scholar today to connected our current generation with the generation of the Arab and the back in the day.
Some people today, no, we don't believe Maududi. Who are you? We don't believe Bukhari. Who are you, Akhi?
Show us your ilm. Show us what you carry from knowledge.
A lot of fatwa, a lot of opinion, this to the desire of the people today, and damage all the Muslim and Muslim suffering. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That's what I like, to free myself in front of Allah. Every Muslim, no matter what he is, even the generation of the Sahaba, some of them, they make mistakes. When Umar ibn al-Khattab stand up, and who's Umar, رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he stood up in the market, in a member, and Allah, thousands of people in front of him. I said, ayyuhal nas, O people, don't ever pray bay dowry more than 400 dinar of gold. 400 dinar of gold. the woman in the back, because the woman, they used to bear, sit in the back, in the back.
And they told them, Ya Umar,
look at the woman. She told them, no joking.
Ya Umar, Allah says in the Quran,
here's David,
Allah says in the Quran,
thousand, uqiyya, thousand. And he said 400, what Umar said.
That's her butter in the jail. I am the Khalifa, and so and so.
What did he say?
قال أخطأ عمر
وأصابت امرأة.
The Umar, he made mistake, and the one she's corrected and right,
the woman.
Leave Allah Azza wa Jalla, free yourself. Free yourself. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he stood in the minbar, and he said, the grandmother, she has no part of the inheritance.
The grandmother,
she has no portion of inheritance.
Inheritance, if her daughter passed away.
A Sahaba, I don't remember, Zayd ibn Thabit, I believe, or Ka'b ibn Malik, one of those, one of these two. He said, Ya Aba Bakr,
Deenullah doesn't know Khalifa. Deenullah doesn't know brethren.
Deenullah Azza wa Jal is clear, fixed, nobody allowed.
And they told them, no, she has right to take a portion with so and so and so. Barakallahu tabaraka ta'ala to free all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Continue our class, we give it some, and we make time, inshaAllah, because I don't want anybody to feel. Can we finish by 8:30, or this is too much for you? If you feel it's too much, we'll make it 8 o'clock after 10 minutes. I don't have any problem, inshaAllah. Okay, I don't want to be exactly, you are hungry, we stop the class and we'll feed you first. But I know if you eat and you fill up the tank, the brain will be blocked completely. You're not going to understand. One of these two, you have to go for it first. What we have? Can we go? I bet there is a good luck, inshaAllah. Now, continue our hadith of Tawheed. Tawheed, every Muslim must understand the Tawheed. And we repeat it again. The right faith in Islam, تؤمنون بالله. You believe in Allah. وملائكته. And all his angels. وكتبه. And all his books. ورسله. And all his messengers and prophets. واليوم الآخر. And the day of the judgment, the day of resurrection. والقدر بخيره وشره. The good qadr and the bad qadr which Allah has written for you in the lawh al-mahfuz. Don't think everything is done in sequences or suddenly like this. Everything is written. We are in this life based on the qadr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Good or bad? You send your son to actually go and buy a gallon of milk, cross the street from the grocery store, a car, and your wife, she told you, no, don't send my son. He's too young, so and so, to the area, subhanAllah, genius for Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and he went, and he took the money to buy the gallon of milk. While he crossed the street, car came and hit him. So what happened? He died or he has a broken leg or broken arm, whatever it is. The injury. And then the woman, what she said, you know, did you see? I told you. If you don't send the end today, our son will be. Wallahi, if you and the whole nation stop his door, Allah will grant the order to let your son go, and the written will be true and fact and exist. Qadr Allah, we believe it. We spoke in this class, it's in my website, www.masjidmanhattanoneworld.com. Go and review the first three class. We give it in this masjid for Al-Iman Billah. And we explain that in detail Tawheed. We reach the area of Al-Malaika. Last week we start with Al-Malaika. Today we continue. Well, are you going to speak about Al-Malaika?
I know.
SubhanAllah. Who knows Al-Malaika? You don't know anything, my brother. Trust me. You don't know the topic of Al-Malaika. Therefore, we need to study. What's your relation with them? What is their relation with you? What the Malaika gonna do for you? This is very important for the Muslim community to understand. Let's review some hadith. I choose it for you. What is the relation
of the Malaika with the servant of Allah.
They love you, they hate you, they love like you, they hate like you. We need to understand this type.
You have a good relation between them if you are among the al-muttaqeen.
You are a true believer.
And if you are evil, or disobedient, or kafir, the malaika, they will hate this person too much.
Because whatever, whoever disobey Allah, he deserves the love of Allah, and whoever disobey Allah, whoever obey Allah, he deserves the love of Allah, and then the love of the angels.
And whoever disobey Allah, he deserves the wrath of Allah, and the angel will hate this person.
Look at the first hadith I choose for you. Al-Hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim. All the time in my class, I give you evidence, all the time, solid evidence. Authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا Allah, if He choose one of His servants and He loves him. He loves him. Alright? نَادَ جِبْرِيلِ
He called Jibreel. Allah will call, that's what we end last week. He called Jibreel. Alayhi salam.
قَالَ يَا جِبْرِيلِ
Allah, He will tell you Jibreel.
يَا جِبْرِيلِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَان
And He choose that name, and he mentioned that name to Jibreel,
Verily, ya Jibreel, I love Muhammad Abdul Rahman, Muhammad Abdullah, Tariq Ibrahim, Zainab, Bintu Abdullah, whatever it is. Allah will mention the name to Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, I love this person. فَأَحِبَّهُ
Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked Jibreel to what? Love him.
ثم يحبه جبريل
جبريل he will love him or love her
then جبريل will come to the heavens
heavens is formed by angels
then جبريل قال يا أهل السماء
O people of the heavens
إن الله قد أحب فلان
Allah he loved servant and he named his name or named her name
فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء and all the angels of in the heavens they will love
this person or this person male or female according to what Allah commanded them to love him
then after all the angels will love him
ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض then Allah will spread the satisfaction and the love of the people in what in the land You may find sometimes, you meet some brothers, his face is comfortable to you. Without, you don't know him. But sometimes when you see him, you say, SubhanAllah.
He, right away he goes in your side, your heart. And you get a deal with him and you treat him humbly and you treat him with love. And you never see him before, you never meet him before, or you know him before. But you love this person too much.
Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was He made the people in the land to what? To love this person, male or female.
Then after that, we have a question. هل الله وملائكته يصلون على المؤمنين? Does Allah and His angels, they send the salah for the mu'mineen?
Yes.
As we describe it. And the evidence is, Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا First, Allah and His angel send the salah, meaning send the blessing, honor, mercy, upon the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and His angels. And Allah asked us, what happened?
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
For you who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ Send your salah to him, upon him. You understand?
Because Allah commanded you, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا He said, اللهم صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ
اللهم صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ Beat upon the Prophet ﷺ. Send the salah upon, oh Allah, send the salah upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we are commanded to make what? Salah and Taslim for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The second part of this hadith, which he mentioned in the second ayah. قال تعالى سورة الأحزاب also, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. It he, it's Allah تبارك وتعالى, who sends the salah upon, and his angel sends the salah upon, upon you, the true believer, not the disbeliever or the disobedient, the true believer. Allah and his angel send their salah upon the true believers. To do what? Why Allah is sending the salah? Does Allah is going to bring you the old angels? And the malaika, he will stand up and say salah. We're going to send the salah for Dr. Osman. Allahu Akbar, Allah is going to lead the salah? No. Send the salah meaning send the blessing and mercy and honor upon the servants. Why? لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To take you from the darkness, from the shirk, from the disobedience, from the sins. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. ظُلُمَات is the plural of one, not only one ظُلْمَة. ظُلُمَات, different darknesses. إِلَى النُّورِ, to the light of Islam, to the light of Al-Hidayah, to the light of the Quran, to the light of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes you find myself, among ourselves, you are the best jama'ah. You are the best, wallah. I testify and the angel around all of you. You are the best jama'ah. You know why? Because we left all the dunya outside. And he said, we're going today to gather in the masjid of Al-Ansar to learn our deen. And why your brother and sister were outside, what they doing? Today is the night of Saturday. Atlantic City? Dancing in a club? You understand? Watching the movie? Have it a ketchup? Whatever it is? Or have it so and so? So that is, you are the best. Subhanallah, you are the best. Because you know, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, نجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون فيه كتاب الله ويتضارسونه بينهم إلا ونزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Any kind group of people will gather in the house of Allah. You feel tired, you suffer in this life, you have problem between you and your wife, you have problem between you and your children, you have problem between you and your boss, you have problem between you and the disbelievers. Keep in the house of Allah. This is the best place. Why? Here is the hadith. Any kind of people will gather in any house of Allah. All the masajid is the house of Allah. To do what? يَتْلُونَ فِيهِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. To recite the book of Allah. وَيَتَبَى رَسُولَهُ. And they study the book of Allah. They study the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among themselves. What Allah will send? Allah will send the angel تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. Or the angel will come descended group after group ليشهدوا ما يشهدوا الذكر ويشهدوا مجالس العلم. To testify for the ذكر or the class of the علم, the class of the knowledge. والله العظيم والله العظيم والله العظيم. You are surrounded by angels. And if we say today in this moment, Ya Allah forgive all our sins, say what? Ameen. Wallahi the malaika, if Allah will remove the screen, you will find the malaika say Ameen after you. And if the malaika say Ameen after you, what happened if the malaika say Ameen after you? What's going to happen? Accept the dua or not? Yes, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَقَشْيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And Allah will shower all of you with mercy. Do you need the mercy of Allah? Come to the Majlis Al-Ilm. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عَدِيمًا عِنْدِهِ. And Allah will mention this people name by name to all the other angels in heaven. Oh my angels, testify that my servant they gather to study their deen, to study the Islam, to start their lives in the dunya. They abandoned all the sleeping. They come to ask you to my house.
Be testified, my angel, that I forgive all the sins. Ask Allah to forgive all our sins. Ameen. So Allah and these angels will send a blessing and shower them with mercy and honor. For what? For the believer, inshaAllah ta'ala. Is that only people? After Allah and His angels, who else? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث من الإمام الطبراني authentic حديث حتى النملة even the ant in her house the ant in her house والحوت في الماء and the fish all the way in the bottom of the fish bottom of the ocean will make what? Will make istighfar for you, O Allah, shower yourself with His mercy, O Allah, bless your so-and-so, bless Zainab, bless Ibrahim, and they will pray for you. The ant and the fish inside, deep in the ocean, it will seek forgiveness for you, because you became a true believer, you are Abdullah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لساعة علم خير لك من عبادة سبعين خريفة An hour you spend it in علم it's better for you than you worship Allah 24 hours a day for 70 years الله أكبر for 70 years طيب حديث الترمذي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الملائكة تصلي على الذي يأتي المسجد للصلاة اللهم صل عليه وارحمه The angel will pray to Allah, make dua for those who come to the masjid and say, Ya Allah, send a blessing upon him. Ya Allah, shower him with mercy. For anyone who comes to the masjid, don't ever disconnect your relation between you and Allah, and you don't ever disconnect yourself from the masjid. The masjid will increase your iman. The masjid will put you in the light. The masjid will You will seek and lead you to be in full forgiveness and blessing and send salah from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and His angels. Second hadith, Abu Dawood al-Turmidi. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الملائكة يصلون على الذين في الصفوف الأولى. The angel will send a blessing and shower and mercy and all honor for those who pray in the first line. Don't miss it. When you come from outside and you find a gap, that's why the Sahaba, they used to fight in the first line. Why? It is encouragement from the Prophet ﷺ to go to the masjid and wait. Because if you wait for the Salah, the angel still continue to make dua for you, for the waiting for the Salah, for those who are in Dhikr, for those who are in Quran. So you deserve the Salah from the Malaika and Allah Ta'ala if you come and you sit down in the first row. Second hadith, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها إن الله إن الملائكة يصلون على الذين يصدون الفروج في الصلاة. The angel will send a blessing and mercy from Allah Ta'ala send the salah for those who close the gap in the salah. And that's what we in the last week, close the gap in the salah. Many, many times we cry for the brothers and leave they still continue to have a gap between you and the brother. Close the gap all the salah, all the time. Don't leave a split for the shaitan. If you leave a split for the shaitan, what is the end that Muhammad will be? Yeah? Shaitan will be with what? That's why he's standing in the salah. You don't know you recite al-Fatiha, how many rak'ah you recite, 4 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah, so did I make sujood, how many sujood, did I forget Fatiha or not? So all the time because the shaitan is what? It's around you! The fifth time, actually, what is the fifth blitz of the shaitan? To deceive you, the masjid. Those who are in Atlantic City and gambling and the club, the shaitan doesn't go there. He says, They are my good people. Leave them. They are okay there. He doesn't go to the club. Shaitan doesn't go to the club or the Atlantic City. He goes where? The masjid to confuse. That's why we don't know. 3 rak'ah or 4. How many times? Even myself. Shaitan play with us because what? Because we don't follow the sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say,
سووا الصفوف فريكم لاين وحادوا بين المناكب والأقدام and shoulder to shoulder foot to foot but we have another fiqh only actually in the shoulder and what foot to foot you have to have one the rope for certain people one foot between you and your brother subhanallah it's not the sunnah akhi it's not the sunnah akhi subhanallah طيب next hadith إن الملائكة يصلون على الذين يتطهرون. The angel will send a blessing and honor and ask Allah to shower you with mercy for those who look for what? صحور. إن في الصحور بركة. What is the صحور time is?
Before
fajr. To stay to wake up or before fajr to eat. Leave me alone, I ate last night too much in one, I don't want to eat because I'm going to work. Yeah, you wake up, even drink a cup of milk, single tumbler, cup of water, because suhoor is barakah. Barakah, Allah bless you. Allah send mercy over you when you make it suhoor. With sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't say, you know, I ate already. We understand that we fill up the tank in the iftar, and we don't have any, we cannot even take our breath. But wake up for the suhoor, even with the little things, inshallah, and don't eat too much biryani in the suhoor because it's gonna make you suffer the whole day and drink a lot of water. Yeah, to take something like yogurt, something like this, fruits, and biryani with the spicy food, mashallah, the brother, mashallah, they are professional in that. Brother says, subhanallah. Hi. Second hadith, Ibn Hibban. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من امرئ مسلم يعود مسلما إلا وبعث الله له 70,000 ملك يصلون عليه إن مسلم will visit his brother in Islam Allah will show in his house or in a hospital Allah will send 70,000 angels to pray for you how do you think about this and if you do it in the morning or any time in the daytime They will continue to pray for you until the sunset. And if you do it, you visit him in the night time, Allah will send another 70,000 angels in the night time, and they will continue to pray for you the whole night until the second morning. What do you think about this? We lost a lot in our life. That is the topic of al-Malaika. We need, inshaAllah ta'ala, to go, inshaAllah ta'ala, and understand our deen. من صفات الملائكة description of الملائكة what is the الملائكة what is the description الحياء اسمه what who knows الحياء shining الحياء The description of Allah when He created the angel, He created them with what? Shyness. SubhanAllah. Yaliqu, their shyness is like our shyness. It will match you with this creation. So the ma'aika is something huge. We'll start with them inshallah very soon. And what is the evidence of that, that the angel in the state of shyness? What is the evidence? And you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira one day he said, I became a guard of the well. There is a well in Medina and has a door. So Abu Huraira he took opportunity and he said, I will be guard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went inside and there is a well and he uncovered his two sides and he dropped it inside what? The will. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, on the curve of the will, and he put his two feet inside, and he uncovered his legs up to the thigh. Some part of his thigh was showing. فَجَاءَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَبُو بَكْرٍ كَيْمَ رَضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَرْضَهُ فَاسْتَأْذَنْ He asked permission from Abu Huraira to ask the Prophet to enter. Then Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه وارضاه went to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he told him Abu Bakr يستأذن Abu Bakr seeking the permission from you يا رسول الله to enter قال له ائذن له وبشره بالجنة Okay, permit him to enter and tell him, give him a good news and good bad tidings, he will be in a Jannah.
Allah.
فدخل أبو بكر and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting in the same position, he did not to cover himself. بعد قليل after a while عمر came فاستأذن, he asked permission from Abu Huraira, from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه كنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told him إن عمر بالباب يستأذن يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عمر is outside waiting for your permission, O Messenger of Allah, and what he need to enter. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذن له, permit him to enter, وبشره بالجنة. That means tell him that he got إلى جنة. سبحان الله. The Shia has said about Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the two Salam of Quraysh. He cursed them day and night. From the Fikr of Al-Khumayni, he said in the morning and in the afternoon, in the morning when you pray, while you are in sujood, he told the Shia, you must curse Abu Bakr and Umar. Said, oh Allah, curse Abu Bakr and Umar. In the morning, Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. And look at the hadith here. حَبُّنَ اللَّهِ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Then came Uthman. After a while, Uthman came to Sa'dan. He asked permission. And then Abu Huraira, he went again and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Uthman bil bab, yasta'din. He's seeking permit from you, Rasulullah. Qala i'dan lahu wa bashirhu bil jannah. Permit him to enter also and tell him, give him a good news and glad tidings to be what? In what? In general, also they said about Uthman, forget it. They cursed him too, day and night. When Uthman, he entered, these three people only entered. When Uthman, he entered, the Prophet ﷺ did something he did not do it with before with Umar and Abu Bakr. He took his izar, his shirt, and he put it down and he covered his two thighs and legs. فقال عمر, عمر رضي الله عنه, he doesn't leave it to go. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we enter me and Abu Bakr and you did not cover yourself. Why will our man enter? Now you covered yourself. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, here is the word what we need in our topic. ألا أستحي من رجل تستحي منه الملائكة. Shall I not get embarrassed or shy from a man, the angel for sure, they get what? Shy for them. Allah. So the angel, according to this evidence, the angels, they get shy also or not? They are in a state of shyness. This is based on the hadith, what the ulama described for us. In opposite, هل تتأذى الملائكة وتكره? Does the angel hate like you and they receive harm like you? That's the question. The angels are powerful. Powerful, as we see Jibreel alayhi salam, he has 600 wings. One of the wings only, it was east and west. One only of the 600. So how come he received hate, or he became in a state of hate, and he became in a state of the undesired, the angels? Yes. But it match with them, not like us. They have a different shyness. They have a different hate. They have a different, it's not like you because they are not human. So, let me see. Do they receive harm also? Yes. And the evidence is, Al-Hadith of Muslim. A Muslim, rahimahullah, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أكل من الثوم والبصل والكرات فلا يقربن مسجدنا هذا. Look at the hadith. He said, whoever, the Prophet ﷺ stood up in the front of the believers and he said, whoever eats onions and garlic and kurrat. You know what kurrat is?
The green silk.
The green silk, which is also for that. Yeah? Green silk. Yes, the Chinese, they use it. It's produced a lot. If you eat it, mashallah,
your mouth will be like what, wallahi, when I see any Chinese in the subway in the morning, wallahi, I escape. It's too much. It's too much, and especially if he come next to you, and came next to you, Allahu Akbar, cemetery of the whole Brooklyn. No, wallahi, from his breath. From his breath, because they are specialists in that. So what happened is, the Prophet said, who ate, whoever ate, these three categories, garlic, buffalo, onion, and the green one,
green leaf,
well, whatever it is. Don't ever come to our masjid. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَأَذَّى مِمَّا يَتَأَذَّى بِهِ بَنُوا آدَمَ. Because the angels merely, they receive harm, and the son of Adam received the harm. Same thing. So what happened to us here in Ramadan? We visit all the messages to eat the iftar onion, wallahi al-azim, the order of onion. The order of onion. And you find the brothers came from outside, and he is specialist in the whole garlic. Because sometimes you bash it, and you put it with the tomatoes, and sometimes you eat the salad with the onion, because our own, this is not haram, this is halal food. But when you come to the masjid, يرحمك الله, don't eat this kind of stuff, and you come to the masjid. Sometimes when I say exactly, I'm the brother, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, and when you open his mouth, garlic and onion, he sees to him to pick me, in the humbly, in the salah, to concentrate in the salah, I said, subhanAllah, when Sheikh Hassan's gonna finish the salah, I'm gonna get out of here. I don't wanna see him alone, right or not? Because it reduces smelling inside, it's not only in the mouth, it's come from what?
The stomach.
After you finish the Isha, inshallah, go and eat like 50 down of onions and 50 down of garlic, there's no problem. But when you come to the masjid, don't bring it to the masjid. Don't eat raw onions. Because if I eat it cooked, you are excluded. We are not in problem. Eat it cooked, the onions. Eat it. Cook garlic. Eat all this in Chinese, exactly this, whatever it is, and eat it cooked. But to eat it raw, that is the problem. So if you do that, your brother will see a will, you will receive harm from you, and the angel will what?
Adam.
Will be also, will be receive what? Harm. So please, brother, try to avoid when you come to the house of Allah only. But if you visit each other, there's no problem. Or any time, eat whatever you like, it's halal from Allah Ta'ala.
So that only if you come to catch your wife, she'll get away from you.
And the brother, mashallah, he came and he came from outside. The sister, she brings the nice, mashallah, the red biryani and all this chip. And like a three shampoo. The Spanish one, you know, the Spanish, they have a big one size like this. She was like 5-6 pieces in the front of the brother, mashallah, the brother is swallowed. Then after that, what happened after that? He came and exactly sits next to his wife, or she sits, she sleep next to her husband, so what happened in the end? I think you're going to have a lot of perfume all over the home. The only the room is not only in the bed, or the hawla, la quwwata illa billah. Try to respect each other, ya akhi. It's good for heart. I have to eat raw, subhanAllah, ya akhi. SubhanAllah, good for your heart, but it's not good for my heart. Yarhamukallah. You're going to make my heart stop and your heart will work. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The second harm is. صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري في حديث البخاري إن الملائكة لا تدخل بيتا فيه كلب أو صورة ذلك الملائكة the angel will never enter any house has two things كلب dog or pictures with a life could be life what does that mean any kind of dog inside the house. One of our brothers, he went to engage a girl. The girl is so pretty. She stole his heart. And he said, that is the only my dream girl. I'm going to marry her. And when he go and he meet her mom, that's how we call it here, her mom.
So what happened is, he found the mom actually will open the door, welcome him, and she has a booby. She carried a booby. Welcome my son, booby. SubhanAllah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. So right away he told her, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, jazakumullah khair. I'm going to have a relation with this kind of people, dog. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من اقتنى كلبا ليس كلب حرافة ليس كلب حرافة أو صيد نقص من عمله كل يوم مثل جبل أحد مرتين. Whoever has a dog is not the dog of hunting or security, not the dog of hunting and security, and security the dog must be outside, not inside the house. His deeds, good deeds, al-hasanat, will be reduced every day twice like at the mountain of Uhud. How many good deeds you have, ya akhi? How many deeds? Every day! That's hadith al-Bukhari, radiallahu anhu wa arda. Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever has a dog, al-malaku la yadukulu baytihi kalb wa surah. The angel will never enter any house. Has a dog or what? Picture. Picture like what? You put a picture, it could be mukassama, like some idols. Idols. Bird, cow, lion, whatever name it. Any statues. Or a picture has a rock, like something with rock. Picture of it, I love my grandfather, my god, my mother. Hang the pictures. My wedding pictures. Mm-hmm. And subhanAllah, I entered the house, I found the brother, he's with beer, and he put exactly his wedding pictures, and his wife without hijab. Is that working, ya? Something, you know, we live in a generation, everything is upside down, subhanAllah. The angel, you have to be sure, the angel will never enter. One of the brothers one day told me, I don't care if the angel enter or not. Bye. When you bring in your house, when you eat in your house, who to survive for you? We talk about the angel of rahmah. Angel of mercy. Will never. But the angel, raqib wa atid, you have two angels. One in the right side, call it raqib. And one in the left side, call it atid. Raqib and atid. Raqib is the one he recorded all the good deeds. Atid in the left side, the one he recorded all what? The bad deeds. And Allah gives the supervision and the control with Raqib, the one in the right side. If you do the good deeds, right away he will write it in your book and he will supply it like he did it. How many good deeds? 10. And Allah, he increased the number as he will. But if you commit anything, right away, Atid, he will record it. Raqib in the right side, so don't write it. Wait, if he committed in the night time, wait until the morning. If he say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, don't write it down. And if you did it in the night, in the morning, right away, Raqib will fill Atid, don't write it. Give him a chance. He may repent. He may ask Allah for forgiveness until the night time. If you fear, you don't. So what's the big deal, you know, I'm going with a girlfriend, they are American, they are allowed for me, so I'm mushrik, so I'm so, I have rights. And you feel you are arrogant, and you don't seek istighfar from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, they will write the bad deeds, the evil deeds against you, Atid will write it down. So right away, al-malaika, malaikatul rahma, the angel of mercy, those will never enter your house if you have what? Pictures. And the evidence is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not receive the revelation for a long time. Long time. And he was worried too much. He was worried. Then one day he opened the door, he found Jibreel at outside door. Came with the original form of human. We will talk about the picture of the angel later. And then he told him, Akhi Jibreel, why you don't enter? قال يا رسول الله الملك لا يدخل بيت فيه كلب أو صورة. The angel will never enter any house has dog or pictures. Not your grandmother. Not your beloved son. I don't say don't have any pictures. Say have the pictures of it in the album. Closed. don't bullet actually facing, because the angel will never enter the mercy. And we need them. If the angel is not in the house, who will be replaced?
Shaitan.
Right away. You gotta find a lot of problems in the house. Every day they're fighting. Fighting all the time. Children. Wife. Husband. So, remember that again. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ, right away he entered the house. So here Aisha, he found Aisha put a curtain to cover the window. And the curtain has like a bird. He told the lady, Zahiha ya Aisha, take it out. But, Qalat ya Rasulullah, what I have to do with this? This curtain. He said, turn it over and use it as a cover for the pillow. That's what that. And in another situation, also Jibreel. And he looked and he said, the angel doesn't enter any house as a dog or what?
Pictures.
Or pictures. And the Prophet, he went and he found a small dog under his bed. He took it out and pushed it out. You remember the dog? His saliva is not clear. It's impure. So we have to understand that the angel also will never enter any house as a dog or anything or any pictures like this. Please avoid all this. Why? Their size. Their size. How big? Some of them, they have 2 wings. Some of them have 3 wings. Some of them have 4 wings. Some of them have, like she breathes, 600 wings. The Prophet Muhammad, let me say, the gap between every wing and the second wing, how much it is? Like between the heaven and earth. Yeah, look at this again. If he has, for example, only 2 wings, the angel, the gap between the first wing and the second wing, like the gap between the highest level of the heaven and the earth. How big the angel will be? How big the angel will be? And the evidence is, I give you inshaAllah from Surah Fatir, ayah number 1, if you open Surah Fatir, قال تعالى في كتابه الله في كتابه أعوذ بالله الشريم الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. الحمد لله who made the angels, yeah, who made the angel, فاطر السماوات والأرض. فاطر السماوات والأرض, the one who made السماء, the heavens and the whole heavens and the whole earth has like a gap. Father, as-samawat, al-arz. Ja'il al-malaika uli ajniha, who made and who created the angel with wings. Don't look for the Christmas time. They make the angel female. You find a little girl, beautiful with diamonds, and she has like a 2 wings that should happen. And said the angels, because they believe that the angels, some of the angels are female. They are so handsome, but Allah Ta'ala created them female or male. Yeah? Female or male. Yeah. Barakallahu feek. They are not female, they are not male, they are a special creature by Allah Ta'ala. How they look like, we don't know. You and me and the whole entire world doesn't know, except certain angels, certain prophets. They saw them. Yeah, actually, the Prophet, he saw them in the original way, and he saw them with a man, with a form of man. Form of man. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Lut alayhi salam. So all of these people, all these prophets, they saw them. So who made the angel with wings? Matna means 2. Watulat means 3. Warubah means 4. يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء. Allah increase his creature as he will, meaning he could make them more winged, more than the 4. So Allah mentioned 2 and 3 and 4, but you read, as we learned it from the Sunnah also from Sahih Bukhari, has what? 600 wings. That's why Allah, he said here, يزيد في الخلق, Allah increase in his creature as he will. He could increase this number. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Verily Allah is able and powerful for all over his over everything. طيب
جمالهم, their beauty. As we know all of us from the literature, the angel is a good picture or bad picture. When you see anybody exactly the word, the girl, you say, Subhanallah, she is like an angel. Especially the young people. The young people who are actually need to marry and they leave actually in the beginning of a couple of years. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Husna. She is beauty. And later on, inshallah, he doesn't want to see her role after that. We don't talk about the good believer female, no, we talk about others, inshallah. Not the people and the women in Masjid al-Ansar, they are righteous, alhamdulillah. Naam. Then, they are so beautiful, and also the pictures in our mind about the evil, the shaitan, looks good or bad. So all of us, we say sometimes, say, you know, subhanAllah, he looks like an angel, subhanAllah, she looks like an angel. And when you see somebody is disobedient and mashallah, you know, a troublemaker, say, subhanAllah, he looks like a shaitan. This is our nature, our tradition. Why? They are so beautiful. They are so beautiful. And the evidence is, Imra'at al-Aziz. First I need to go there in the Quran, Surah Al-Najm, Ayah number 5, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى. That's Jibreel, alayhi salam. Allah himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one he taught, Jibreel, alayhi salam. شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. It means a strength, in a powerful strength. ذو مرة فاستوى, قل ابن عباس, ذو مرة فاستوى, meaning he is حسن. حسن means he is beauty. Jibreel alayhi salam, originally Allah created him with the best pictures. SubhanAllah, the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam. So they all of them, they carry good looking and honor. SubhanAllah. And the evidence is, according to tradition of the people, when Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, I will end inshallah my class now. Yusuf alayhi salam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, قَالَ أُوْتِيَ شِطْرَيَ الْجَمَالِ. Allah gave him half of beauty. Since Adam, until the last day, he has only half of the beauty. And the whole entire creature of Allah, they have the second half. So how Yusuf will be? Very beautiful, handsome, mashallah. Uziyan, half. Nobody, he looks like Yusuf. And Allah mentioned that in Surah Yusuf.
فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ.
Again.
فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم إن هذا إلا ملك كريم.
فلما رأينا the people in the city, they start to speak about the wife of Al-Aziz, the prime minister, the one who holds the treasury in Egypt, said, shame of the wife of Al-Aziz, she looked to her slave, she needs to sleep with him. Then after that, everybody, all women, she invited all of them, to a big table of food. And she took Yusuf and she ordered the slaves, the other servants, to actually to give him shower and dress him with gold and crown and so on. So when they bring him and enter from the door, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ, all the women when they saw him, they said, أَكْبَرْنَهُ, said, wow! And according to American language, what? Wow! You understand? أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقُلْنَا, and they say, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, how perfect Allah! We never see this beauty, Baba! وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. They have the knife also to eat with knife. What they say? قَطَّعْنَا. Allah did not mention the Hassan قَطَعْنَا. قَطَعْنَا means they cut one time. But قَطَعْنَا continue to slaughter. You know, when you hold the knife to cut anything, and you cut your finger, what you're going to stop or you're going to,
And he cried, but so Allah mentioned this, the Wadi's woman, when they saw him, قَطَعْنَا, meaning they continue. Continue, they don't feel about this beauty, subhanAllah. And وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, they say, how perfect Allah, it's impossible. SubhanAllah, who created this man? وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا, he's not a human. إِلْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ, this only is not, but this A is what? Malak, Kareem, honor, angel. So the people knows about the angel what? Carry a beauty picture, inshallah ta'ala. And from this, we still we're going to continue for this topic of the Tawheed, and to be closer to the angel, and to understand them more and more, and we continue with all books. We hear there is Zabur. What is Zabur is? We hear that Suhuf Ibrahim. What is Suhuf Ibrahim is? Is part of our Imam to believe all the book. What is that? Let's we come closer to this book. And then we move to all messengers. And then we move to another topic, inshallah ta'ala. This is the case of Tawheed, to understand all the fact of Iman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all His angels, the books, the Rusul. And then after that, the day of the judgment, we will close up and give you summary. Because if we need to take this topic as Hassan, we'll continue. We need, inshallah ta'ala, like maybe from now, 20 years, and maybe some of us are not going to be left in this life, to in order to finish this topic. We ask Allah ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to understand, inshallah ta'ala, our deen, be with us. I ask you by the name of Allah, we open this message, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, with a sincere brother who carries responsibility. This masjid one day, they want to close it. And they want hard to close it. As we, alhamdulillah, come with the good brother who stood forward and he stood strong and said, wallahi, never we close the house of Allah. And we're going to make this house of Allah, we're going to make it the column of the ilm, or the light, or the nur of the ilm, inshaAllah ta'ala. Masjid al-Ansar will feed, will grow up together, inshallah ta'ala, from the ilm, which we receive it from the old scholar and ulama, inshallah. Be with us and bring some the friends. Bring your family members. There is a big room for the sisters. Don't take the ilm by yourself. Bring your mother, bring your sister, bring your wife, and send them here in order to grow up in knowledge. Allah give us this opportunity to be together. And sa'a, 1 hour or more than 1 hour في سبيل الله, once a week is not so much in order to understand your deen, because if you are to understand your deen, Allah excels you in degrees and you'll be saved in this life from the shaitan, from the sins. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide all of us with knowledge. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all this jama'ah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all our family. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the Christ of the Islam, victory to Islam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the shaitan. Save all of us from the fitna in this life. Save all of us from the bid'ah in this life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the punishment in the grave. And to punish in the punishment in the hellfire. Wa ma'udhu billah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us enter the highest level of Al-Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus, our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with Iman, provide us with Ilm. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, to save all the Muslims everywhere. Allahumma taqabbalna wa taqabbal minna, waj'alna minna alladhina yastami'una al-qawla wa yattabi'una ahsana. واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا اللهم أرنا إلى وجهك الكريم يوم العرض عليك اللهم متعنا بالنظر إلى وجهك الكريم يوم العرض عليك اللهم لا تحرمنا من النظر إلى وجهك الكريم يوم العرض عليك أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اهد أولاد المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وحصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تقبل اجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا في listening سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك This class again will be inshallah in our